Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Pastors and Christians in America may need a Romans 8:28 moment. That's the headline. Pastor Paul Blair comes with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Give me a quick overview of what he had to say and why it's so key for the pastors of America.
Well, Jimmy, one of the great points that he made is we, over the last 50 years, have lived in an exceptional era of Christianity. Being Christians in the United States of America, we have had more liberty and more prosperity, and quite frankly, we're the only Christians in biblical history that haven't been persecuted for our faith. And as a consequence, we've probably gotten a little lazy and a little lethargic. You look throughout church history, and whether it be, William Tyndale, burned at the stake for translating the scriptures, whether it be the separatists in Scrooby, England, being persecuted for wanting to have their house church and not participating in the official Church of England, or quite frankly, whether it be the first church that was continuing to hang around Jerusalem in Acts 8, when God said, no, I'm sending you into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost extent of the earth, yet they weren't going anywhere. Well, God wound up, to me, using Romans 8:28 moment and allowing a little persecution on the church to get the people out of their comfort zone and actually take the gospel into the four corners of the earth. We have enjoyed incredible freedom. Being a Christian in America hasn't cost us anything. And as a consequence, there are probably a lot of people, I think you would agree, that identify as Christians that really probably aren't born again. Now we're coming into a time where Christianity is not in vogue. In fact, we may suffer. It may come with a cost, and they are going to do everything they can and are beginning to now with such bills like the Equality Act in Congress to get us to compromise our standards, to compromise truth. Dr. Lutzer had written on this, and he spoke to our combined groups. We have to be prepared to know what the truth is and be willing to die for it. We cannot compromise on the truth. That begins with Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. But we cannot compromise on truth. We have to be the light in the darkness. And Dr. Lutzer, of course, has written on this and was a real blessing to all of the attendees.
Dr. Paul Blair explaining what a Romans 8:28 moment is all about. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Paul Blair, a former lineman for the NFL team, the Chicago Bears, now a pastor in Oklahoma, knows how tough it can be on the playing field for pastors and Christians in the real world today. As the church approaches the time of the tribulation, a real time of trouble, the body of Christ must put on the whole armor of God to stand against the devil. That's Romans 6, verses 12 to 19. We, as Christians, must stand for truth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...